Hello?
Hello. Yes, hi. Is there Mark? Is this Mark available? Is Mark there?
No, this is his wife.
Okay, well, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, well, we can help you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
The chance
definitely
is 50-50.
Vote.
Oh, definitely vote. Thank you. And also, what is your age, please?
39.
Okay, 39. Thank you so very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black,
White.
African American? Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourselves of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I used to think of myself as a Republican, but I don't really know what I am anymore.
Would you say you're independent or not so strong Republican or maybe strong Republican?
I'm not strong really either way, so I guess more independent.
More independent, right. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, right? I appreciate that. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Some things are okay. A lot of things aren't great. It hasn't been terrible. I would say, I don't know.
Would you say
kind of
you
neutral.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
No, I do not. Maybe somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, right, okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Sorry, what were my options?
If you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. Would you say that you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The options
okay.
are fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats to our democracy, growing the economy and creating jobs, better security, reducing crime and gun violence, climate change and protecting the environment, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K-12 education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights. You can select two.
Jeez, I can only choose two, huh?
Yeah.
Improving K-12 education. Mm-hmm. And a lot to go on in, there's a lot of things in there.
The
and
one
then,
that was most important, probably. Mm-hmm.
There was one you said at the beginning, but also the gun violence and, obviously inflation, we need to bring down inflation and
okay.
the rates. Our children are never going to be able to own a home because we can barely... We can barely afford a home.
Right. Fighting inflation and lowering costs, I believe, and improving K-12 education, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, if I've never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Joe okay. Biden. Mm-hmm.
I guess 40.
40, you said, right?
Uh-huh.
How about Joe Kent?
50.
Okay. Bob Ferguson?
I haven't heard of
him. Okay. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero. Marie Glazenkamp-Perez?
40.
Thank you. Dave Reichert?
I don't know enough about him.
Okay. Would you say you have no opinion or you never heard of him?
I'll just say I've never heard of him.
Okay. How about Democrats in Congress?
Mm. 45.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
60.
60, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glazenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Thank you so much. Even though you are not supporting Marie Glazenkamp-Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glazenkamp-Perez? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her?
A small chance.
A small chance. Okay, thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. In this case, use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress, and you may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Someone who shares your values.
10.
Okay. A working mom who understands the needs of families.
9.
Thank you. A small business owner.
9.
Okay. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
9.
Thank you. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
10.
Thank you. A fighter for the middle class.
10.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glazenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glazenkamp-Perez for Congress, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, Marie Glazenkamp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed. From 0 to 10?
7.
Seven. Okay. Marie Glazenkamp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10?
8.
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money to make politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10?
I'd like to understand that more, but 9.
9, thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. Well, I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I don't know. Probably still Joe Kent. I feel like I need to...
Okay, still Joe Kent, right? And now I'm going to... Sure. I am actually now going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all. About supporting Joe Kent for Congress, you may use any number between 0 and 10. There are only two statements. The first statement here is, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist partisan nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make it, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote. That the Democrats would use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in the Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. From 0 to 10.
And 10 was what again?
10 is if it causes serious doubts. To actually vote for him.
A 10,
okay. And now Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the result of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections. To free and fair elections. From 0 to 10?
9.
Okay, thank you so much. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress? Your own words.
The statements that were chosen, just they sound out of touch and focused on the wrong perspective that we need for someone leading the majority of the people, the main issues that most of us are facing.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say in that case, the main reason why you wouldn't vote for him or you wouldn't support him?
The statements that you read to me, just they sounded focused on extreme things and on
being an extreme,
just not on like what I view as like what most of us are trying to do every day is work and take care of our families and try to maintain a happy, somewhat balanced life. And it just sounds like it's a little too focused on things that aren't really the most important.
Okay. One moment, please.
Go to bed. Oh, you're waiting for that still.
Okay, so basically right now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed between 1st and 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate
bachelor's
degree, right? Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
Every week.
Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Good evening. Bye.
Bye.